passing moment, I surprise myself. I'm scared of flies, I'm scared of guys. Someone please help, 'cause I think I've fallen in love this time. I blinked.
Good morning, this is Sepp, or DJ Sepp, or Sebastian, or however you want to call me. This is another iteration of Cardamom Stream. I think it's the last one. You know, like in life, you need to... to just move on, and I think that's the case with me here. I need just to move on. Everything was great. Like, good memories. Overall, I, funnily enough, this was the first time I felt a sense of community, but everything needs to come to an end, and I am deciding this is the time to go, mainly because I want to do it in my own terms, and and I don't want anything like research or anything just to prevent me from being able to say goodbye in a way that feels fulfilling to me. So I am doing it now, and something that kind of is difficult is see people graduating every year, and well, I just stay here, so I guess I cannot take it anymore. So I'm doing it in my own terms, in my own capacity, and yeah, that's kind of my reasoning for DMB is my last show, and I might just pop up in Employees Must Wash Hands by my friend Jay, but it is just going to be like a guest stuff, not like a, I'm not going to be a co-host from starting the summer, so yeah, that's are my plans, and also I need to graduate, like, it's time for me to graduate and get out of here, not because I don't like it, but because it's time, so. So I hope you like today's show. It's a bit of a nostalgic or a nostalgia trip. I'm going to play the very first playlist that I play here at WMUC. So I always think that the way things started, that's how things need to. And it's kind of poetic in a way. So I have my playlist here, which is great. And remember that you are listening WMUCA College Park. Keep listening to this radio station, to these waves, and to the people here. They have so much good content, a lot of stuff to say, and I always vouch for them. That's kind of the point why I decided to join, you know, like the community and support people around me. It's not just about me, it's about the people around me, and I think that's the most fulfilling way to live life, and that's what makes life worth it, if you ask me. So yeah, let's get into some music now. And this is my playlist for today, and I think it's one of the first ones. I honestly forgot which one was the very first one. So let's go with this, which is one of my earliest playlist.
As far as summer goes, I'm not even close. I close when nobody's home. Now I don't see a ghost everywhere I go. Oh, oh. And as far as I know, you need me the most. Now I'm not on the inside anymore. You talk, but at the same time, saying nothing. Now all I see is daylight when you're gone. If you don't wanna say goodbye, say goodbye. Turn my head. As far as subtleties, well, it's not my best. It hurts to love and leave, and I love you less. Saw it on your sleeves, you made such a mess.
That was Say Nothing featuring Maya, and yeah, it's one of my favorite songs, and it was my favorite at the time I started WMC, which it's a nostalgia trip, like I said at the beginning. And remember to say something, just to say goodbye, to say anything if you can. If you cannot, well, that's life. That's how things are. But in this case, I chose to say something at the end. And that reminds me that there are important things to say, and leads me to my PSA for today. If you are a frequent listener of the show, you know what kind of PSA I'm going to play. If not, well, there is a first and last time, I guess. So this is my PSA for today. Just one second.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
We're side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
So that was the Graduate Labor Union PSA, which is very important. Support your union. Support your graduate labor union. And yeah, let's keep rolling into more music. And this is Never Enough by Cryptogram.
Thank you.
So I said that this was my last show, but it's the last show of Cardamon Stream. So, and for now, maybe for this year, maybe next, it'll be the last radio show I'll have, but I'll be back. I'm kind of certain of that. I finished my first show in 2018, and I never thought I would have one again until I came back to a radio booth in 2023 with WMDC, which I am very, very grateful of this community and all of these opportunities. So, something that I have learned is never say never. And I know, like, that was a Justin Bieber concert, but he was very, very right, or he's right regarding never say never. So let's keep rolling with more music, and this is Amal Knox with Not What I Thought.
Me, I don't know nothing about you now. I thought it would never be us, another flame into dust now. And maybe it's gonna stay.
That was Amal Knox with Not What I Thought. Up next, we have Catch a Feeling with Seam.
It's two of you and one of me. The three of us in the backseat. Wind in your hair and I can't see. The moon is shining like a marquee. Dark drinks and we're taking them to go. Dance floor, I don't wanna go home. Swerving down Madison, empty streets. Green lights, the whole meant to be. Yeah, I can't get through. I'm not sure if I'm smoking on a night. I don't wanna see.
So up next, we have one of my favorite songs, which is Crawl by Cinco and Sarah Close.
Separate views, different tastes. There's no truth, there's no middle place. My issues, your mistakes. I need you and you just need some space.
That was Crawl by Cinco and Sarah Close. Sarah Close is one of my favorite singers, and I don't know if I mentioned this in one of the previous shows, but she's the only artist who have made me cry. So she is one of my favorite artists. And I hope she comes to DC and with a concert or something. Because just going to LA, it's a good idea, but this country is so big. And there are fans all over the place, all over the state. So please come to the DC area, or at least the East Coast.
Thank you.
That was Harvest Moon with Bullside. Up next, we have Keep the Faith with Moon Boots and Nick Hansen.
Thank you.
Up next, we have Get to Me by Paco Versailles. Oh, my bad. We have Feelings by Farfetch and Tablack.
Tell me.
So we're almost done. We have another song, which is Jet Ami by Paco Versailles. Go ahead with something. So we have a couple of minutes left, so I want to go with Coming Back by Parcels. This is an Australian band, and you never know, I might come back in a different form. I don't know. So this is Coming Back.
We'll be right back.
that was Parcels with Coming Back, and I have just a couple of seconds or minutes left, so let me see if I can work this thing out. Let me see. You know what? I will. This is too complex for me. I'll just do with. I'll just put my Gmail in here. So please don't see my password. So yeah, and Emma is a bit early today. So how is everything?
It's good. I feel like I'm at like a late night show. Seb has outdone himself. There's like, I got a graduation card from Seb. My friend Arzu is here from DC, which is crazy because that's like at least a 20-minute commute, and this is a 7 a.m. show. Yeah. You've outdone yourself.
So, just wait.
Okay. I'm a little nervous.
Do you think it's going to be bad?
No, I don't think it'll be bad. I have no clue what you could do that would top.
Do you think I am crazy?
A little.
But how crazy?
A little. Not in a bad way.
Okay. I mean, I'm doing a PhD after all. I have to be crazy to do that.
That's true. Oh my god. Oh, I don't. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
How did you find these people?
I am a wizard.
You are a wizard.
I am a wizard. So let's say. So let's finish. I have one last song at the end. So let's start with some messages because I didn't know how to say goodbye. So I seek out from help from other people.
Seb!
Hi Emma, it's Fiona. Just wanted to say I'm... Hi Emma, it's Fiona. Just wanted to say I'm so, so proud of you and all that you've accomplished during your time here at UMD, and congratulations on graduation. I know I'm gonna miss seeing you in Woods Hall, but I know you're always just a text or a phone call away, and I can't wait to see all that you do after graduation. Love you so, so much, and congratulations again.
So, Emma, I have a question. Do you think that's all?
No, because I've seen what's in your Google Drive.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is crazy.
That's why I wanted to use it on my computer, but... I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
How... So, when did you track down these people?
Okay. So, I had Emma during her first semester here in the anthropology department for the qualitative methods and applied anthropology class. And right from the beginning, Emma was such a bright spot. She sat close to the front. She was deeply engaged. She really excelled quite a bit in writing. Her writing was thoughtful. I know she's worked a lot on honing different kinds of writing through her graduate career, but even before she got here. So she was just a real pleasure to have in class. Since then, I've gotten to know Emma a lot over the next, 2.5 years as director of graduate studies and just as somebody who's a strong presence in our department. And I think of Emma in some ways as a real bright spot. And I was just talking to her just a few weeks ago. I said, Emma, is orange your favorite color? Because you're wearing orange a lot. Every time I see you, you're wearing orange. And she was like, yes, actually it is, because she always has, this bright pop of color. Most recently, it's these green cowboy boots that she has. So she's just this real bright spot in our department. And I was lucky enough to experience that in class when I had her, when she shone brightly in terms of the work that she was doing. But even more, I think she's a valued member of our department community. She brings good energy, she brings brightness, she brings this light just to her everyday interactions with me, with her colleagues around the department, with other faculty members. So she's really been such a wonderful member of our community over the last almost 3 years. And we're so proud of all of her accomplishments, too. She's done tremendous work while she's been here and really taken the spirit of our applied program and worked on public engagement and finding creative homes for really important information to reach public audiences at times when that information is all the more critical. So I'm super proud of the work that she's done, but I'm also just glad to have had her as part of our community for the past 3 years.
Hi, Emma. This is Caitlin.
And Katie.
And I just wanted to tell everyone here on Cover to Cover that I met Emma my first semester here in an anthropology class, where we immediately poured out our deepest and